Harry, your first taste of senior footy, how'd you find?
Yeah, it was a bit quicker than under-18s footy, but it was awesome to pull on the navy blue for the first time and get a little taste of what it's like to play the elite level. So, yeah, it was awesome.
Wasted no time, get a bit of a scuffle as well.
Yeah, I had to bring a bit of energy to the group, and as a big bloke, a bit of aggression, so it's all part of footy.
How's your first summer been at an AFL club?
It's been pretty solid. Long days, which I'm not exactly used to, but loved every minute of it. It's everything I've hoped for and more so far, so all the boys, all the coaches, everyone's been great, so it's been awesome.
Has it changed your expectations for the season ahead, being in a club for 4 or 5 months?
A little bit, I think. Once you're in there training, you kind of, I guess, get a bit of grasp of where you are in the pecking order and I guess what the team's going to be like and all that stuff. So I think it's been great being in the group and starting to train and, yeah, after a pre-season, looking forward to getting into the games.
Being quite new to the side, are these the first kind of community camps you guys have done out in regional Victoria?
Yeah, this is the first one I've done.
Well, yeah, as AFL footballers, obviously we've got extra responsibilities in representing our club, whether that be getting to rural communities, hospitals, aged care facilities, all that sort of stuff. So I think it's really good that we're given this opportunity and responsibility to do so. So it allows us to teach and, I guess, preach on what we do as our work. And we're held in a pretty high place in society, so we're in a very lucky position and just want to share our knowledge with the people.
Absolutely. And what do you hope the kids get out of something like skills clinics?
Well, I still think of myself as a kid, really. I'm only 18, so it'll be different when, you know, these young kids sort of look up to you as their idols. So I think it'll be little things, so little handball, kicking drills, and just giving them a taste of what it's like to be around, I guess, a footy environment.
How did you find your first taste on Sunday, Jack?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Sitting in the sheds for the first half got me real nervous and I wasn't feeling great inside, but once I got out there, picked up the pace of the game, so towards the back end of the last quarter, and was able to get my hands on the ball a bit. Pretty tough early on, but really enjoyable. Again, similar to what Harry said, just playing on the navy blue for the first time. It's a massive honour, and hopefully get to do it a few more times in years to come.
A couple of yawns in the sheds as well were caught by the TV cameras. Is that something normal, or that was just a part of the nerves?
That would have been the only time I yawned throughout the whole thing. I was seriously nervous inside, so I guess that's just luck of the draw, really. I wasn't yawning much.
Every time you went near the footy, the crowd roared. Does that sort of sense of expectation the Carlton fans have, does that something you think about? Does it add any extra pressure for you?
No, not really. I don't really think of it as expectation. Obviously, with my family ties to the club, I guess it's pretty special for not only me but supporters to have a Silvani back at the club. But I don't really feel any pressure externally. I think the most amount of pressure is the pressure I put on myself. So it's a bit of a buzz when you hear the roar when you get the ball. So it was really good.
And any feedback off the old man after the game, or does he sort of tend to stay away and keep his distance?
I think it's a bit different now. I used to get a fair bit of feedback, sort of junior footy, but he tends to steer a little clearer nowadays, which is not a bad thing.
You're confident you'll get some senior footy this year, or what sort of expectations do you put on yourself in year one?
I don't really have any expectations. I think Bolts is, since we've come in, we're all on a level pegging. There's no pecking order. It's especially with new coaching staff and admin and 15 new faces, we're all in the same boat in the fact that we're all really new to the club. So I think sort of establishing your role would be the first thing to do, and then once you do that, sort of getting some consistent footy under your belt, whether that be in VFL, even VFL reserves and or AFL, and then sort of making your way up through there.
Beauty. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers.